Just appreciate God this morning for giving us the victory in life. Let us celebrate the Lord by thanking Him for blessing us in the name of Jesus. Appreciate the Lord. Give thanks to His name. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for blessing us, giving us another great opportunity to be in your presence. Bless us in Jesus' name. Let the people of God shout a big amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together and take your seat in the heavenly places. The Lord be with you for coming.
The Lord bless you.
Good leadership.
The key to greatness.
A good leader.
I must be in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, we are on our subject of fruitfulness. We are talking about the true fact of fruitfulness.
Now, this
is Glory of Heaven Ministry International.
Glory of Heaven Ministry International. As a
feeding, you know. Yeah. Wherever you are watching us, we welcome you to this great hour.
Yeah, hour.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Obi Biara or Wobebi Esheyeno, Yankopon Shira Ebekano.
Amen.
Nenu Yambeke see it.
Amen.
Unshe Jumede, Amen Konevia Yamra Wunyan Shira.
Amen.
Kaame Kasiapa.
Amen.
Now, Yel Kasafa fruitfulness, you know, as we have already said. Genesis chapter number 1, verses 28. Genesis 1, 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue, and have dominion over the fish, over the sea, and over the fowls of the air, over every living thing that moves upon the earth.
Nanyame shira won na kachira won sa mungu munari asasi su sheni su adie biara de wo epumu de wa asasi su muni su.
So the Lord in the beginning, he blessed mankind to be fruitful. The Lord said, be fruitful. Be fruitful. And multiply. So, this is a command. God has blessed his children to live in. He has pushing us into a certain dynamics that can cause us to become fruitful. So every human being has to be fruitful. And it is very important to understand this. Before I end this message, the Spirit of God that causes fruitfulness will come over your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the true fact about fruitfulness is to be reproductive. You have to be reproductive. Now, you can't be fruitful without what you are not productive. When I use the word productive, doesn't mean only to give
birth.
But in everything that pertains to life, you need to be fruitful. If you were here last week, you get what I said. So it is the continuation of the message. Now, there are facts about each person's life which is a proof of fruitfulness. It is part of us. Now, you see, we as human beings, even how we are growing, you have no knowledge, but something is causing us to grow. Personally, every human being, if you are born like some years ago and you are still the same, you become something else.
See ya woo na what you said ya what see na natural se bibi to chima.
You need to be happy when you are growing.
It
is part of our life.
So
you have to know that when you are growing, you shouldn't think about it that I'm growing. You have to grow.
And she said, now, when
things found it difficult to grow, it is evidence of lack of something.
There is
something that makes that thing not to grow.
So you need
to find how and what should I do to see my life and whatever I'm doing that are being productive.
And he said, "Oye, kuyafua, so utimi unu dienti anobayano anasa adikuni entimi nini."
Now, every personality, every human being, God created you in a particular way.
And we
were created to function, to do everything that will make our life
comfortable. So
whatever that we are enjoying on earth was invented by
somebody.
Everything that you are seeing on earth was created by somebody. Where from those things?
So in the
mind of God created every human being, God has deposited something in our cognitive that made us to become unique in environment. If you see anybody who is not functioning very well in life, that means the person has been affected by his or her environment in which he or she
is. So growth
has its own way mechanism that makes everything grow.
The
same thing applies to every machine that need a force to operate.
So every
human being, you need to grow in mentally, you need to grow in your social life. How can you grow mentally? If you have mental retardation, you can't do mighty things. You'll be less behind
everything.
We grow our minds by what we hear and how do we go through process of
learning.
What we see grows our minds. And what happens to parents who are pregnant, who conceive children, and what they do in pregnancy also affect the growth of man.
So
every parent has to be very careful how you, or those who are taking seed, be very careful about how you grown up the child in that womb, because whatever you do affect the growth of that child in life.
And to your boss, and I'm a poor man, friend, you say, shall we ye and num say, Sabo Summon Kunum, Niama, who ye piano, and never die a corano, a sweaty.
Every child who was born started the journey from the womb, that they want that conception take place.
A corabia, ya woo, no, or say, a contronas, who are piano, or what, a good hemono.
So as you are growing, your environment is the way that makes every human being comfortable, or either you make it or you not make it.
So
we need to be very careful. Fruitfulness comes in dimensions. But I pray this morning,
amen,
that anything that you lack,
amen,
the grace of God will be upon your life.
Amen.
Your amen has to show that you are in the
church. Amen.
Now, there are areas which man must consider when it comes to fruitfulness. So some of the areas that we need to consider, the fruit of the womb. Put your hands together for the Lord.
It is said the papa di kan e kan e no nyinsen mu.
Now in the beginning God created everything two by two, but because of reproductive manner we have seen multitude of life.
Enti nyame bo nyama mienu mienu enam senti no ama enipa e koso emu e koso enuye e koso.
So you can sincerely see that even we are here right now. Imagine the days of Adam were two, but look at our number over here.
Shebra yabo Adam ni Eve na be she ne ubons I want to twas waba.
So God prophesied that man has to be fruitful. So receive the grace to become fruitful.
Amen.
In your dimension, in your area of life, whatever you do, there is a grace that God has ushered. And as you receive, it will come to pass.
Amen.
Your amen has to show that you are looking for fruitfulness.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Number two, financial freedom. Financial freedom. Every human being need to grow in financing. You have to grow.
Sikemuno, sikapemuno, sikejumemu yeno. Eyese wunyini wom.
But it will not just jump and come.
And swimma.
To have income, to have money, it also depends on so many avenues that will make you to have financial freedom.
Sikemunsuno ansana bedeuno nyame wani nyame biya watro tro ese nunsu wudiso.
In life, a hand that is not working shouldn't eat. So as much you can work and you do it diligently, your labor will produce something. You need wisdom.
Yeah.
So everybody is looking for money. When you wake up in the morning, when you are going, you are jumping, you are driving, you are doing this. Every life that human being is moving, apart from our blood, money is the next. Why?
I didn't.
Without money, the world will bring decay. People will not find it a way to create things. So because of that, that is how we work. I want this, you will buy, so you need money. I want that, I will build. So and money is part of God's own creation. And when he created heaven and earth, he put money on the ground. So we use money on earth to live. That is the reason why you need to have the process at which it will get, or you fetch, or you get that money. Not in a dubious way. Not in a wrong way. But the way God has blessed every human being with a talent, with a gift, with a skills, that skills will lead you to become somebody or what you are looking for. So everybody has to know who you are and what you can do so that you will never become a burden. Now if I stretch off my hand and say receive money, and you say I receive it, yeah, the moment you receive it, it is going to where you are doing something. What you are doing. So what you receive will go there. So you will see gradually, things are changing. Oh, my business, I'm at this. So anytime you receive a blessing, it goes to what you are doing.
And you must say, me be my no cassette, Jessica. Ubose soon sumono above one obia ye juma na ko biaya wa a honda winye sikano na ako kenya amasika bansamanti amen.
Are you in the church at all? So anytime you see the move of God, God moves towards the things that his children are doing so that the things will become reproductive. It will excel so that the people will enjoy what God has blessed them with.
na e ko ba bia wo ye adwuma no na ko kenyan na de emfasuo bi abade wo ye no.
I pray for your life.
Amen.
Garuse te ku sadabagai. I speak of over your destiny.
Amen.
Anytime you are doing something and you lack, then you lack the spirit of God. And I prophesy that the spirit of God will take over everything.
Amen.
It will take over everything that you are doing.
Amen.
So that you become reproductive.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you in the church?
Bonsemi yema urade.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The next thing is our head. The head, freedom of head.
Say ye bet di ye hu ewo health mumwa me. Apomodin.
Now, if you have everything and you don't have good health, your life will be miserable.
Uo bibiara apomodin ni ho bibito chima.
You'll be so frustrated.
And niema bekechi.
Now you see, the strength you have can determine what you have to get. Because the moment you have the strength, you can step out. But when the strength is not there, you cannot move, and the things you are looking for cannot come. And so this engaged me to pray for you that may the Lord sustain your life forever.
Amen.
So that you will live under divine head.
Amen.
Jesus was killed. He was beaten so that we can live. He said we can be healed through his stripes. So there is a package which has been packaged for us to have divine health so that we can stand and do his work.
Yes, be what so
if anybody is under the sound of my voice right now and the person is going through challenges, something is wrong somewhere. The head we are talking about, the person is not enjoying that divine head in his life. I prophesy.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
In the hospitals.
Amen.
Who is hearing me right now? May the healing power of God visit that person.
Amen.
Makusha kusati paruka ikiti karusetedi aduza hariba handu sarabahaya. In the name of Jesus. You know, when you are lying down and you have something to do, you'll be thinking, how? So you need strength. You need energy. You have to stand before you can act. You can never have what you are looking for when you are lying down. People business destroyed. People life go decay. People things scattered when they are lying down.
You need it. Yeah.
If you have everything in the world and you cannot walk or you cannot, you see, you'll be taking that thing can even kill you out of life.
Wosika ebusu tamran so sebio tafrache adie bia ye freno yadie bi achew untimi enya onhwe.
Now the next thing, your job and your business freedom.
Juma sanu so bede ne ho.
You need to have a sound work to do.
Eyesu wajuma etimi de ne ho.
You have to have something that you wake up each and every morning that you it usher you to do, and that makes you productive.
Wo bibi a wo sore no pa wo ko so aye fre na juma wo kwa wo di aho keka na eko.
That's why we learn about when I was teaching about job, I taught about career and occupation and job and other things. Everybody, you need to fulfill something in your life. You need to know that if I wake up, what am I doing? If you have nothing to do, you have nothing to show. You can become frustrated if you don't have anything to do. People cannot enjoy your life when you have nothing to do. So get busy.
Man.
Do something. Don't sit without doing anything.
Man,
Don't waste your time.
And sabre.
Make good uses of your time. Can I hear believers? Amen.
Amen.
Number five, education freedom. Education is one of the things that help every human being to stand out of his peers. We all started, we all grew up in the same environment. We all, but the time will come, separation will come. I can be in an office, you cannot enter over there, or I can work in a certain place, I can travel to certain places, you can't go based on my education.
Sunday school ko kindergarten nanso adesua mobitimi ekowura office papa adesua mobitimi konkan eja ne yonko.
Don't stop learning. When you stop learning, you start dying.
Enyai adesua se wo ja adesua wo mu anu
no. No matter how your age is, try to learn something.
En fa wo so wanyi pebi bi na ye.
Do it at your best. Go on doing something so that it will make you young. Parent, we have much responsibility. We need to look after our children very well. Because when they have a proper education, you will rest ahead of time. Now, the prophecy of Elisha.
Elisha Nkomsey.
The prophecy of Elisha.
Elisha Nkomsey.
Now, when we come to divine fruitfulness, when we use the word divine, then we talk about God's factor, and then we have man factor.
Ye kasaba divine fruitfulness, adia feni divine, not the so onyankopon die eno ni panso die.
So we have the factor in which a man can live and become fruitful.
Ye wo kwan ya odi pa betimi afa so no aso aba.
And we have divine factor. Then one day God said to his children, when they live in the land of Egypt, he said, now I have given you favor, go ask anything in the sight of men in that country. And they did. And the Bible said that before the children of Israel leave Egypt, they pounded them.
Na ansana Israel fo betimi edin kunim no nyame ma o ade bia ye fre no animotie.
Now there is something divinely which can come over your life. It can usher you, push you into your greatness.
Ye wo bibi wo wa osuro ena nwene na sa osuro ye sa de ne ma wa e ma wo ko ba bia mu nyamwo.
Now when we talk about God factor, if God went through human beings, so there is a story here. Let us analyze it and see how best God worked through human beings. According to 2 Kings chapter number 4 verses 1 to 7, it said, a certain woman of the wife of the son of the prophets cried out to Elisha. Go ahead. Saying, your servant, my husband is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditors is coming to take my two sons to be slaves. So Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me.
Catch them.
And what do you have in the house? And she said, your maid servant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. Then he said, go and borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors. Empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind, and your sons then pour it into all those vessels, and set aside the full ones.
Na uba bedu wodemu wa muntu prunum na omama mu wa no omunhwehwe na kotoa 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 kotoa.
So she went from him and shut the door behind her, and her sons who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass when the vessels were full that the son she said to her son, bring me another vessels.
Na said you didn't want to share Obano kokoye ni sa pepepepe ma enema okosre yenyina eyema.
And he said that there is no more a vessels again.
After the bibia ni wa ya dibe gumbiem.
Then the oil ceased.
E ho ene nwunu tu.
Then she came back to the man of God and said,
Holodi country mi kaba odi fone ho ka kire ne
say. The man of God said to her that go and sell the oil and pay your debt.
Ko ton na tua wo ka bon se mewurade.
Razo sarabari da hoza. Three things to learn in this passage. Number one, this is the God's factor using his servant in terms of crisis. The debt is paid through the inspiration of the servant of God. Example in this passage, the woman left what she had in the house because she has no hope in that. But when he had an encounter with the man of God, the hopeless situation became hopeful.
But only on yamini panubo empunimpu adiana ni daswonim ni daswobem.
Can I hear believers? Amen. Now you see, the man of God said to the woman,
on yamia kuane kachire wabani say,
what do you have?
Tiena wo.
Which does not make sense in a human sight.
Ya kanipanyan semu away and kafi.
It doesn't work.
And trefi.
The woman had that jar of oil, but she ran because creditors has come. So imagine that when that woman knows that when I sell this thing, it can pay my debt, then the thing has okohun odifo. And who he has okohun odifo. But okohun odifo because near owono onihu to me. Oma yente ebi ase abrabom Yesu ku koye ya disuyan ye ade bia ye ya dwuma ye eye den eye ba ye se se nyame ba die mu a edin sesan ye ba.
Amen.
Se nyame wa ye den
be mu a
oba die mu a odin sesan ye ba. You see ye nyina betimi aka se oman bi wo ho a omo nsum nya don obi nya tukwa na okwa brochire pa na ne kasa sesa. I'm telling you, bebre tiga na ha asofo na ebo omo mutu kwan ba onya kodu wa na o kire se mo de mo pe asori dodo mo pa asori dodo munya juma enye obi na enye juma enye obi na ekwadefo bon se onyankopon na oba die mu na ade ye yie se nyankopon wo ja na wo betimi anya ade. But when you are, sadia na wunya yeno, who's an jaka? So we in Yamifra, dear moi, Yanko Pondi, we are satiating. And to some who's obia yellow preman yonga. Yan yenimun yana wahano, and yan not yeno, yenimun yadi. No be the Yaminian son of the man, no, when Msampa. And Yanim and Yamaho Roy Wafamono, ya one near my idea. By Yendi, yenim. Nemom obidi se nyansa ne adwuma enkyere se o chenya nkopo ye wonyame akwan na ye wo wiase akwan wiase hye nipa nsa na ye mpo ne ma akwan ma wiase sudifo beje kentesa anke wiase nke kura nipa. Now tumi anyame dia che nipa na so obo ye se ne se so, he created us in his image and likeness. That is the reason why you need to think and sit down think about what you want to do and how you have to do it. Who needs a penyan womwa or catch? I dear be touch ma pinyan is saying that to know how to do things, that is how people are suffering. And when I'm being depressed, They go to anxiety because they don't know how to solve certain things. Now let me tell you, there is a God factor in life.
Amen.
And there is human factor in life.
Amen.
Whatever God wants to do, he will use men to do. Uko yenkurasia. Now, ushemri mwa. Who says abrofu se omusia the book of Satan is and yemana e yo strange. But men yon wanwa, yen yabusum ye view. Bien yen ni TV so. Ni and chura hu book. So and you say as abrofu e yen ya se dia say. Una na no modela no mosum. Yan busum ne yatem. Oma na no mwa di book akang. E yani katus. The devil and the Satan. Omu yan katus. But listen, emuna ni yawo. But divine some grace. And I be any baby omu kikakono. Omu sun baby omu ranono. Yeye jawon. And no more kofa. Praise God. Na oni pabeti miya kosoro. Uni mu nyamiya baba feb. Now me share documentary ewo Libya president Gaddafi. Now me share the documentary. Now what me say? O start say no ye soldier. Nan kakra kakra dia ni adin be wuram odu be bia. Ono no ne just say you can do everything. Now you can't do everything. You need God. Che kwa ya fa school. And now my yama no it do be bin ni pano wachia o wo free ni pam o yesa nyame unye nyame. Now a man also raised up in the Bible called Nebuchadnezzar. Nebu hey Nebu tobu ase oseobua Nebu oseobua e dia na obi ase amin timi nyame won hwese mato nsu urade say no Nebu bet me ayaboa o say no Nebu vision na onya aye na no na ba na brabo. Nipa we nipa, and we have God.
Amen.
And God is God. He Amen. Can change you at any time. Amen. Be humble in life. From once and no crabibia, Yakuma. Oko bebia, yeah, Range Rover, Casa, Obekono, Ben Range Rover, and Yasidin, latest, and Yasid. Kane Yasa, and found one in the book, Oben Yasidin. Land Cross are brand new, and Yasidin. Na old one be on it to watch and then a pine so baby a won't yes be a won't go be a it me talk tiba. So you need to become humble. It's God who make things change. Ya met Danin Yemba. Now, my mini Janet called you for an inch for what? For help. Say, man of God, creditors has come. What should I do? Say, what do you have? Say, I have a job for boy. And now you see, if you are a child of God, have faith. Don't doubt. Doubtiness has caused many people to become failures. What do you have? He said, I have oil. Say, go home. What I will urge you to do is to borrow. Verses. Because intense and over. Say, I will do that. Ran quickly, borrowed the verses, came back, shut the door. Obedient is better than sacrifice. Obey the voice of God and you'll be free.
Amen.
You'll be free. Life goes with process. And every step that you'll be taking, it has to go with something. Don't mean this idea later. I'm sorry, I was saying, my sorry, fine. Because at any time you have a move of God, it changes things in your destiny. Any encounters, it have some realities, a change. Man, you can become a failure when you are refusing to hear the right information. You get to maybe think and find one baby any baby do of an alopecia accident. I say, do you know the cost and the value of alopecia? Let me say, I did be a woman. Wow, yeah, but let me say, it is any power. What man, you mean sumbo, and you may be paying. It shall come to a brabosu. Till the day come. I will never end my own gospel. Say, ready, what the mouse said, and Koswamra.
Amen.
How many to that? So open Koswam.
Amen.
May you become fruitful.
Amen.
May you live in abundance.
Amen.
Receive the grace of God.
I receive.
Hey, the Kusada Baganda Bari Bahai. Hallelujah. You need to become fruitful. Something has to change in your life.
Amen.
Something. And so, life has to be dynamic. Something has to change. You need not to go back. You have to go forward. What do you do? And how are you doing it? There's a God factor. Amen. When God factor comes, it changes it. Say, nyame book bremwa. It's a sand yama. And to be a wind nyame no. And to be no open yame obre. Obre. When you be kasana say, oh, munde mu nyame na msore nyame. So, etuna na obi hu. Na no na me san hwe documentary about prisoners. It says America for the na me hwe. Ma hu nyame aya me hwe. It's your life. Nyame ma nipa ye den. Now, I saw a clear documentary. Prisoners in your world. Life imprisonment. He called them death. Omo no da fiasia. Omo uyaseno. And I saw a man. He was very young. I know Okumobi. The man has grown in death sentence. Life can be miserable. There are rare human beings like us. But on them, or the baby, your friend is dead. Your friend is dead. What do you mean? So, Penny, I'm sure you send your money. Nancy, someone. She prisoners. Now, the money part. Nice man, nice woman. Out of that prison. Rest of his life. Hope you're spending 35 years. Hope you're spending this years. Oh, yes, now, the dear Brabon and Namono. Hope you did the baby. On the home, there are one moment of life. Ne dine, you say. Dine anyway. Who need you? Oh, Massa, Sakrawaji.
Amen.
Sakrawaji.
Amen.
And you may be more humble in life. There are things will make you humble. It will make you humble. It will make you humble. When you look at those images or those videos, it will humble you.
Amen.
In fact, Misha Binamisu, oh, you will not come out. Oh, my bonting. A big one, sir, when I'm in Oka say. I brought foot your baby more than a year. Now, yen, the end, baby, more than a year. And so, when you miss out to whom? Now, may I want them now? Yes, now, what's a man called Kota? They're ready. I said, now to Kota, now, and Maria Juma. Kota, now, I'm saying, my men are two gentlemen, and I'm a panel. Oh, great to me. Tell me, I'm a man, I'm a bread. God factor in everything changes things if possible.
Amen.
Believe in God. Believe also in his servants. Yeah. Don't criticize pastors. And yes, the God is using them to do mighty things. At the pepi abonjumat patang, who kokuma kokonambu, akokon yam, makuma kokopape. Say, you're careful, bonjumano, you're careful. A paise ka, akokonamu yintimewe. Adye biara, who be a papa or boni or ho. But more being condemning, last time, it is of Upeni, Bakopa, or America, Abidjan say, then they preach in Yano and a confan chair on the tape wanted them. Now I'm saying, I'm not who preaching now. The Hong Kong Ben and I preaching. The Busami won't say a question is there. And maybe do a meeting at the cassette. The preacher, my preaching in Hano, my preacher, Tremon, and yeah, meet me in Kada. Meet me in Kada because I don't preach on my own. And my name is home. Why? What preaching the agent proposed? Who can hold this kind of microphone? Now, we should be very careful. There are things which looks like you may know them by the fruit. I can't judge you. I'm not judging, but I'm telling you the fact. How can I come to a point I'm catching myself and say, "Oh, fine, me." I don't know if what I'm preaching is wrong, but I don't preach on my own.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, the classmate back on Friday, you free school banner. Also, I watch your program, but when you are preaching, you are different. You are different. I'm saying, I am bipolar. Catch the man. I have a way. But when I'm preaching, this is my way. I have authority. I say, no, you preach me, show no. We are different. I say, I am in school. I had a soft you fear. Grandfather Mao, it's a man. Hey, mommy, you're careful. Huh? Now, the person what you say, Yame Waho, now be dinner. I dear be away and engine your me frim. Can't tell me who be a wa, Pajalo Nila Cross and a beat, Mumba Packet be wa. You will pack it. But the more you become wealthy, what should I use it? Wealthy. The more you become what? Humble. You see,
get this fact, never forget it. And me repeat that.
Say, Nyame hyira wo a,
bro, once. Koso na ye osha. Koso na beti pa sorry them. And no ma wo ye more humble. And no ma wo ye more humble. Eh, I sorry am ye, me bi bedu a, sofo. Emi bi bedu a. Wo unse, as a kwan na kura ye nyanke ye pejam de makọ, sofo ye humble. Ye humble. Ye humble. Because and then I be a wu. You need to become humble because God resists the proud. He resists the proud. So the devil could not stay in heaven. He couldn't. Proud people cannot live with God. I thank God for your life.
Amen.
That whatever will cause you to become proud, may the Lord take it away from your life. Shout a big amen.
Amen.
God resists the proud. But God give more grace to the humble. Receive the grace of God.
I receive.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shout a big amen.
Amen.
Now the Lord used the man of God to bless the woman. The debt was paid. So whatever you are doing, you are finding challenges. God can do it. Don't criticize about good things. Fruitfulness does not depend only giving birth or having children, but every result that added to what a person's life. The three things to note: the woman believed in the servant of God. So you need to believe before you can have performance. If you don't believe, you can't become a partaker. Are you in the church? Number two, she acted on the instructions of the servant of God. And this is obedient. You need to become obedient before you can become fruitful. Now, number three, the debt was paid. The debt was paid because there was what? A divine involvement. Divine was involved. How can you have a jug of oil and you are pouring it and it will not end? So anytime you believe, when your faith is hooked to something, it brings that power to produce more. You see, there is power. You can't see it. It is the element or the work of the Holy Ghost. Now you see, when people are in debt, the devil taking advantage to destroy their life. Debt has killed many people. People, properties has been sold because of debt. Please, when you are doing anything, you should be very careful about loans. Be very careful. The woman said, creditors has come. Now, I don't have the money to pay, but they are taking my two sons. What belongs to you, your cherish, the things you love most, creditors will take it away. Be very careful. But you see, there are things that cause men to become wealthy. Because he said, it is he that giveth thee power to become wealthy. And what is the process? Be a giver. Support the kingdom. Make sure that your input in the kingdom is very high. Where your substance are, that is where your spirit also is. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
I say, may the Lord bless you.
Amen.
Let me end with this. Jesus feed 5,000 people. According to Luke chapter 9 verses
14 to 16.
He fed 5,000 men. Now it's okay with the scriptures. He fed them. Now, Jesus was able to give food to people
who came to him when they were hungry, he fed them.
They
came to him. So they were affected with what he has. They came to him. They were sitting, hearing him.
Teachings.
When he was preaching, they were there for almost 3 days. He said, no, let me give them something. So when you can tarry with him, you make provisions. Do you get the understanding? The people were with him. So he was able to look at their needs and he met them. Why? Because they were with him. And he saw that he needed to do something. So when you spend your time with him, he also spend his time with you.
And he said, what the word brema Yeshua or no so the nebre ebe mount and crofono tna ninchai and nami and sa and Yeshua hear won.
I pray for you.
Amen.
That as much as you have dedicated yourself,
amen,
to serve God, may the Spirit of Christ,
amen,
live with you forever.
Amen.
Anything that does not cause fruitfulness in your life, if God do not build the house, the laborers build, but they will build in vain.
Amen.
I prophesy over your life, over your church, over your work, over your work, over your house, anything that you do, may the Spirit of fruitfulness come over your life.
Amen.
Come over your children.
Amen.
Come over your marriage.
Amen.
Come over your business.
Amen.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Receive.
There is a God factor. Never forget about this. Whatever you are doing, seek God. Those who seek him, they got him or they found him. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
May the Lord keep you.
Amen.
Wherever you are, may the Spirit of God be your portion at all times.
Amen.
Now, obi biara ene ebia mi preachi owo ba bia ohwem. Christo do ene ti na oba be wuji ya kwa. To men safra wo se ba bia wo do kra nam no bo nam aduro so emoa wo. Ebi wo nam kosom so emoa wo. Ewurade wo ho so betimi agye nkwa asa wo yare. And a pay ye can ye dear bomb, obey the hospital or she in Sisia. Yet three and such less any pan. Say a radin sadi yari. I'm sorry for some panels. I'm sorry for some hospital. Obey Tiamia or quote depressed. Or Pedro Crowbenya Numogu. Yame Wong Antony Film. But yes, this a table. And you'll be around what you call you. Rade Wong Rum. Antony Film. On saw yari on fun san kaw wo yesu kristo demo o krep biara be bia wote there's no need distance under the voice of God be bia wo biara nyame wo tumi a o de gene mba ade biara wo be ye ne ne no e din shira be brew obi a wahwe ye na tie ye no on fa ye number no on choro na momodin fre ye offering number no so da ho send your offering uti fie wan kwa sori o for bobra bra din shira e wo yesu demo sori ja na so ne mon point. There are the Asia no pay. Pastor Dak is a man coupon. There are the Asia. There are the Asia. There are the Asia. Pastor Daman Yankopon. Dana Sia no pay. Bompai. Pastor Daman Yankopon. We are Sudimo. Mariko Sada. Pray in the name of Jesus. Maka Dakosa. Melebran Dakosa. Bompai no pay. Who will be a Bompai? That will be a Bompai. There are the Asia. Say that to me. Say that to me.
Shut up,
Jesus did it. Amen.
Amen.
Don't some can see a power. Hallelujah.